Follow the Morning Star, written by Di Morrissey and read by Natalie Bate.
What's up, Snowy? Is something bad?
The Bosasaurus come back. Honey, too. Bad accident, I reckon.
Ernie, faster and stronger than his tribal elder, raced for the stables where both horses now stood, stained with sweat and breathing heavily. Ernie tried to grab Honey, but the horse swerved away from him, her eyes wide and nervous. Ernie grabbed the nearest unsaddled horse and swung onto its bare back. Snowy caught the foaming but quieter Star and climbed into the saddle, taking off after Ernie. They both knew Queenie and TR's habit of an early morning ride, and they set out towards the Blue Hills, dreading what they might find there. Half an hour later, they found TR lying unconscious where he had fallen, his blue heeler licking his face and whimpering. TR's leg and hip were mangled and crushed, his right arm and collarbone looked broken, and a nasty gash was bleeding at the side of his head. Snowy and Ernie glanced fearfully at each other, both afraid to voice the same terrible thought.
"Best not to move him," said Snowy. "Go back and get the flying doc."
Ernie nodded and clung to his horse, his heart beating with alarm. As he galloped back to the homestead, he muttered frantic pleas for help from his tribal spirits. Snowy crouched beside TR, whose body looked like a broken toy flung to one side. Head bowed, his face creased in pain, Snowy rocked gently back and forth on his heels as tears ran unchecked down the furrows of his sad old face.
"Don't die, TR. Hang on, mate. Hang on."